Good evening, there, Mr. Bob, KA8JOY from KK4WX. I got that QSL card in the mail today, and I was really impressed with the photograph on that thing. Over.
Yeah, some people do a picture of the camera, some people do a picture of a radio.
Yeah, well, you're kind of like me. I'm kind of different in that respect too. So. I guess you'll have to look for one from me. I'll send you my QSL card. Of course, it doesn't have a photograph of anything on it, but it's got a little bit of artwork over.
All right. I will look forward to it. I just had to check one out for you just
for the one. There's a Michigan station in there, a KT8. Station in there, Bob from Michigan. Can you copy him or pick him up? Over.
Is that Mr. Clint?
Hey, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'll stand by. I apologize.
Go ahead, Clint. Stay the call.
You guys go ahead with your conversation again. I apologize. I'll stand by.
Yeah, I don't know if he's copying you or not, Bob, but. What did you say his name was? Over.
I believe that's Mr. Clint up in Michigan, but I'm trying to remember his call letter. I know it's KC8, and there's...
Okay, I still didn't get his name from you. You're just a little bit light on me tonight, too, and a little bit of static crashes, so I do apologize, but I know you said... you thought he was up there in Michigan, maybe Flint, Michigan, I'm not sure, but anyway, the KT8 station, can you come back and give me your full call sign and name, please? This is Kilo 4 Whiskey X-Ray in Southern Georgia, over.
I hear you, Southern Georgia. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Tango November. The name here is Chuck. Again, my call sign is KC8KTN. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Tango November. I am in Niles, Michigan. I'm across the lake from Chicago, right about 90 miles as the crow flies, across the lake, right on the Michigan-Indiana state line, about 8 miles north of the University of Notre Dame, and you, my friend, are a 10 over S9. And the other gentleman, he's right on the noise level. And you are sounding good, and the other gentleman is right on the noise level.
Okay, Chuck, real good, and no problem. I'm copying you there, Q5, and I do appreciate you bearing with us there. We usually have a net here, and I don't know if you're here to check into the net or not, but the net is called the Liberty Net. The Liberty Net, and it's been a long standing net for many, many years. And so it's usually at 10 o'clock Eastern time here on this frequency on every Saturday night. So I'm going to turn it to Bob, who is the net control. And, Bob, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Tango November, and his name is Chuck. His name is Chuck. He's on the Indiana line. I think he said Niles, Michigan. Niles, Michigan, over.
Roger on Niles, Michigan. I've got him in that logger. I hear him on the SDR. I hate using SDRs. But tonight the band is so poor, the only way we're going to be able to do this is probably use SDR so we can hear each other, over.
Okay, Bob, good deal. Mr. Chuck, he said that he's hearing you on the SDR, so what they call web SDR, so he's listening actually on somebody else's station and able to copy you, but from his location, evidently you're not... not too copyable. So there you go. But back up there to you right quick, Mr. Chuck. I appreciate the signal report. You're about a S9, sometimes bumping a little over S9 here, but you're 100% copy, so no problem there. Are you wishing to check into the Liberty Net? Over.
Yes, I am. I have been on it before, and I'm just looking forward to checking in tonight. But I got to go take go to the bathroom, and I got to go spend some time with the wife, and I'll be back at 2200 hours or 10 o'clock. Thanks for letting me join in, gentlemen, and I will be back. And you guys both, God bless, and stay safe, and God bless America, and God bless Ham Radio.
KK4WX, AB3RA.
Okay, I hear one JAX. You're acknowledged there. Okay, Chuck, we'll look forward to hearing you come back, and I hope Shirley Bob will, maybe the conditions have changed a little bit, and Bob will be able to hear you when you return at, I guess you're saying 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, what is it, well, it wouldn't be Eastern time anyway. So back over there to you, Bob. There was there's a check-in there, so you might want to go ahead and start picking them up there, Bob. K-A-8-J-O-Y from KK4WX.
All righty, Rod, thank you. I've got Chuck in there, KC8-KTN. I've got Gary, Whiskey Bravo 2, Julian Alpha and an X-ray. And I've got Clint up in Michigan, KC8-EHR. So CQ, looking for check-in. Unfortunately, they're bad radio conditions, but looking for check-in for the Great Liberty Net.
KO4FE.
Like always, Mr. Bill, you're moving in. KO4FE.
Yeah, Bob, signal's down a little bit, but I can still copy a Q5. Russ come in strong, and Chuck is coming in real good. So I'm in a good location for hearing everything.
Which I hate using those things, but I've got one on because it's somewhat necessary. I was down the band on another rescue group, and I can hear Georgia, and I can hear Tennessee, but the guy that's 20 miles north of me in Cleveland, I can't hear him at all.
Yeah, Roger. I'm looking around on this WebSDR page, and I'm going to see just how far out west people can copy the Liberty Net.
Alrighty. Well, let's see if I got a few more, and then we'll get started. CQ. This is KAHJOY with the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
ADB.
Hello, Tony. I had to go to the damn SDR. I hate using those things, but I can hear you on the SDR, but I can't hear you on my radio. I am going to open the door. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974. Founded by the one, the only, the late Victor, W1WCR. This is the area net, the gold standard. You can find us online at libertynetradio.org. .org. You don't want to put in anything else because then you'll end up with pedophiles. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the Great Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So good evening. Let me see if I have any other check-ins before we get this party started.
America Bravo 3, Radio America, AB3RX.
AB3RA, Mr. James in Pennsylvania. I've got you. Russell, can you hear that AB3RA?
Can barely tell he's in there, Bob, but I really can't copy well enough to make it out there. Over.
All righty. I'm going to open the door, and the conditions really are terrible. I'm trying to get my phone to wake up so I can look at my first story. Let's see. So, from Stinchfield on Newsmax, California town now charging nearly $8 a gallon for gasoline as the prices hit the seven-year high across the United States. And I think even Mr. Tony in Cleveland, he has a photograph. It's $7 and some odd cents. So California, I understand, passes laws at about 10 laws a day, which I don't know why. But they've got a couple that they brought on Newsmax. California is the first state to ban stealthing. Now, I didn't know what stealthing was. Apparently, if a guy and a girl are having intercourse and the guy has a condom on, if he flips the condom off and stuffs it back in the girl, that's called stealthing. Now, I'm not really sure how you're going to enforce that law. I'm not sure how that works. But apparently, California is now in your bedroom. California also is prohibiting restaurants from giving out condiments without your request. So if you get chicken McNuggets, you've got to ask for the dipping sauce. If you get French fries, you have to ask for the ketchup. It's illegal for them to just give you those condiments. I mean, that is really a terrible thing, that you're giving out condiments. And the last one is California has now changed the zoning laws that people that have a residential lot can, in theory, split the lot in two and put two homes on each lot. So what would be one residential lot can now be four homes. So they're going to be smaller, and they're going to, you know, that way we can bring all these migrants in and give them houses. We're going to give them free education. We might as well give them houses. So, amazing. With that being said, let me say hi to Miss Laura, N2JTT, and N2IRJ, Mr. Marty. I've got to give you guys a phone call. I've had a busy couple of days, so I didn't get back to you. With that being said, I'm going to go to Mr. Russ, KK4WS. Mr. Russ, good evening. What are you going to open the door with?
Okay, Bob. Good deal. And we're improving on signal-wise down here, I believe. Solid copy, by the way. And good evening to one and all in the Liberty Net tonight. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey X-ray, and located in southern Georgia. Name is Russ, if you didn't already know that. Well, I don't have a whole lot here. I'm really not very prepared to give out much tonight, but we'll be looking for some subject matter. But I will say that you were talking about California, and it jarred my memory a little bit. That wasn't the only thing that was passed recently. I don't know if the California legislature passed this or whether it was an executive order by the governor or something. I'm not really sure. Maybe you can elaborate. I'm sure you heard those. They have banned gas-operated lawn equipment. Can you believe that? In other words, lawnmowers, I guess, weed whackers or trimmers and
weed eaters, chainsaws, who knows? I don't know. So now you can't use anything, any kind of blown power equipment that is gas operated. I've never heard of anything so ridiculous in all my life. I mean, these people are completely and totally nuts. I mean, if the citizens of California want to elect leaders that enact this type of legislation, all I got to say is that you can have it, because this old boy here certainly doesn't want it. It's just unbelievable that they would do such a thing. I mean, all the lawn equipment, I don't know about California. Maybe they only have real small lots or something, or not much grass. I guess it's kind of dry out there in certain parts of the state, but maybe they don't have a lot of grass. But here in Georgia, I don't think an electric lawnmower would do the trick on some of these yards we have around here, because they're quite large, and we have to use sometimes mowers that's hooked to tractors, like we call them bush hogs, and sometimes I know myself, I don't have a real very big lot, but it's big enough that I bought myself a Husqvarna 54-inch lawnmower. It's got a 24-horsepower Kohler gasoline engine with three blades. It's 54 inches wide from one side of the deck to the other. So, how in the world would you get the yard done with batteries or whatever they plan on doing with? I don't know. It's just mind-boggling. Something else I thought I would touch on is my nephew sent me a YouTube video of some gentleman. I believe he's either from England or maybe he's from Australia or something, but he's got one of those type of accents, so he's certainly not from the States here. And he was talking about this new drug that Merck has come out with, that's a very, very similar drug to ivermectin. I don't think they've had a very long time to study it and to run trials, so they really don't know a whole lot. It certainly doesn't have near the kind of records and all the trial runs that ivermectin has had. But supposedly this is a pill that you're supposed to be able to take for COVID. And I guess it's like for early treatment. Same thing like ivermectin. So I don't know how all it, what the ingredients and all that stuff is in the pill compared to ivermectin. But my suspicion is it's probably very, very similar. And maybe has a lot of the same components in it, other than maybe they just changed the name or added a little bit to something or took away something so that they could repatent it and charge a lot of money, which, by the way, according to what this gentleman said in this video, and he was very convincing because he had the paperwork and all, and gave the web addresses of where you could get this information. But he was saying that the treatment for the new type of treatment, or a new pill or drug or whatever it is that Merck is putting out, for a seven-day dosage would cost something like $700. $700, as opposed to the same thing in ivermectin, $1 and something. So, go figure. Tell me these pharmaceutical companies aren't really, really evil. And it's all about money. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. All this COVID, all this drug, remdesivir and whatnot, and the vaccine, it's all about money. But I think it has a more sinister all about it too. So there you go.
Anyway, back up there to you, Bob. Sounding good. KAAJOYN to Liberty Net. This is 6A4WX. Over.
Yes, Russell. Well, I believe you're right. It's all about money and control. Between the new medication and the shot, it really has control over the American public. And as far as California, you're correct. Garden tractors, I understand not farm tractors, but garden tractors, lawn mowers, weed whips, chainsaws, backpack blowers, and gasoline etchers are not to be used. It's supposed to be electric. So friends of mine here in my town have a Ryobi lawnmower, and they have two big batteries. And if the grass is not that tall, they can mow the front yard with one battery and the backyard with another battery. But if they let the grass get too tall, they got to change batteries before they finish the front yard. Then there's no way to finish the backyard, and then they have to plug in the batteries and charge them back up to finish the lawn. Now, isn't that handy? And remember, we went from two-stroke. A lot of our weed whips are four-stroke now because of the emissions of the oil being burned. So we've gone to four-stroke engines on everything, and they still impose those kinds of stupid regulations. Over.
It's just amazing. I just, what are these people thinking? I mean, do they really think that this lawn equipment, do they think it really puts out that much emissions because of global warming or something? Bob, over.
Well, I understood that in less than 100 years, we've raised the planet's temperature 1 degree. So you and I are definitely not making any impact on this global warming, but that's just the way they act. So, all righty, Mr. Russ, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll come back. KK4WX, KHOY. Let me pick up Chuck in Michigan. I'll probably have to listen to him on an SDR. KC8, Kilo Tango November, KAAJOY.
I think he said he was gonna be he's gonna be back later.
All righty, I'll pass on Chuck. I'll go to Mr. Terry. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Alpha, X-ray.
Okay, very good. KAAJOY, WB2JAX, and New Jersey, name is Gary. I don't have too much, very noisy tonight. I concur with all the baloney in California, and it's going to be all over the country soon. How's your copy, Bob?
My copy on you is about 20 over S9. You're sounding really good here in Ohio.
Okay, very good. I got a Creek Killer cell card today from some gentleman, and I really got a kick out of it. But anyway, I went to New Jersey gun buyback affair. It was over at Asbury Park, and there was a line, I'd say it was about 35, 40 people in line when I got there. It was in a church, and nobody ever moved. I was there for an hour and a half. Well, I should say about an hour, but about an hour and a half was about right. But there was about more people leaving than it was going to get the gun turned in. And once I heard somebody say, you have to fill out a form, I said, the hell with this, because I know it's not right. They want to take the gun for anonymous. Nobody has to have a record of what it is anyway. But that was a real waste of my time, and that's typical of New Jersey. Very, very corrupt. Everything that they do is corrupt. But anyway, Russ, when talking about lawnmowers and et cetera, We had an ordinance where they tried to put it through, no car washing in your driveway about 20 years ago. All this ridiculous stuff we have to follow, but we can waste water on people's lawns and et cetera, on and on and on, but you can't wash your car. So I'm going to turn it back to Bob, and I'll try to figure out some other stuff to throw around, but for right now, it's a kind of a dead subject right now because we're going through hell. Back to you, Bob. KA8JOYWB2JAX.
Well, you're right, Gary. It is kind of crazy, and you do live in one of the stranger states, WB2JAX. Were you going to actually turn in a weapon, or are you just going to see what they were doing?
No, I have, I still shoot. I have long guns and two pistols, but the one I have that I was going to turn in was inoperable. It's a 1920 Argentina, I think it's a 7-point something millimeter, but it doesn't work, and I don't want to waste any time on it. I paid $10 for it from a friend down in Florida, so I just wanted to get rid of it. But when that somebody mentioned taking down a form, I said, the hell with this and left.
Right, because they're going to have all your name, information, date of birth, and even though you turned in that weapon, that's going to give them an inventory of people that have firearms.
Correct, very good, yeah. But I have two handguns. I got them, 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm not a criminal, because in Jersey you need to go for a, it's horrible. But anyway, I did get two handguns, I got long guns, I got all kind of stuff.
Well, you could either just keep it or take and bash it with a hammer and throw it in the trash, or throw it in the river. Drive by the Hudson River and throw it in there. But yeah, don't give them any information that'll lead them to you. That's smart. All right, Mr. Gary, thank you. WB2JAX. Let me go to Mr. Clint. I'm watching him on the NetLogger. KC8EHR. Mr. Clint, good evening. I don't know if I can hear you, but I'll listen to you on the SDR.
All right, pardon me about my voice there. I know a little bit of the crud, I think. Yeah, Bob, I was telling you on SDR there, there's so much that's going on. Found an article, it was in Brevard County, Florida. The school was using a nylon rope to tie a mask over the face of a nonverbal child with Down syndrome. And the only reason why they caught me, there's a video right here, they have a school board meeting. God, this is so pathetic. The only reason why they caught it is because when the girl came off the bus, the father saw her. And you can hear the whole testimony. I'll send you the link. It's so sad. And when the girl got off the bus, she's crying. Apparently, she's Down syndrome. The inside of her mask is filled with saliva. She's having a hard time breathing through this thing. And the only reason why they caught this is because the school forgot. Now, listen to this. They forgot to take it off of her before she left the school. And you know how long we've been doing this for? 6 weeks prior to that. That's child abuse. That is outright child abuse. What they did, they took nylon rope, and they tied it to the girl's face. I cannot believe it, what's happening. It's pathetic. I'm making a link to that, Bob. It's so sad. One more, just make real quick here. I got another link here to talk about that there were two documents that the person found on the Supreme Court site. Number one, it ruled that the PDF, it fairly disguised what the Supreme Court defines what a vaccine is. And number two, this person included a screenshot of the importance of the case, which proves that the Supreme Court is aware that it causes mutation. So I'll see you the link on this one. I got a couple other things, though, but it was just... I listened to the testimony, you're going to see it. I got angry. If I was a dad, I would have grabbed people by the neck. I've been banging ass. I would not have put up with this at all. anyways, back to you, sir. KC88 Park.
Okay, put it back to you, Bob.
All righty. Thank you, Bill. Clint, just as you were finishing up and you said you'd send me the link, the SDR cut out, so I was kind of waiting to make sure that you had completed. But thank you, sir. KC8EHR, KHOY. Down to Mr. Bill, KO4MD. Mr. Bill, what have you got for us tonight?
KA8JOY Liberty Net KO4FE. Well, I can tell you one thing. I'm sitting here thinking about if Pennsylvania ever tried to pass a law like they got out there in California where you got to use battery powered lawnmowers, especially lawn tractors. I know exactly what I would do is run up at the Harbor Freight and get one of those little two-cycle generators that they sell, and I'd fasten that damn thing to the back of the mower. They're only little tiny things, and I'd hook that to the battery charger and then wire that into the battery, so as I'm driving around cutting my grass, I'll just have a little two-cycle engine running, charging my batteries back up. That's the way they want to play it. But I really don't think I'm ever going to see something like that. But anyway, we've got, you know, this Biden. Well, let me give you the headline here and you'll get the picture. This is off Fox Business. Biden Treasury Secretary, or Biden Treasury nominee, Omarova, was member of a Marxist Facebook group as recently as 2019, post indicates. Biden comptroller of the currency pick under heavy fire from Republicans. Could you imagine this idiot appointing a communist born in the USSR to something as like the comptroller of the currency? Well, anyway, let's get into this story. It said, Sally Omarova, President Biden's pick to be comptroller of the currency within the Treasury Department, appears to have joined a Facebook group for Marxist and socialist discussion in 2019, according to a post in the group called Marxist Analysis and Policy. This week, the right-leaning American Accountability Foundation first resurfaced a 2019 post from the public Facebook group. A member posted, let's welcome our newest member, Sally Omarova. The post links to a Facebook account that's been in operation since at least 2017 with a profile picture that appears to be that of Omarova. The account's profile picture has 85 visible likes and 14 visible comments, some of which appear to be from people who would reasonably run in the same social circles as Omarova. This includes a University of Minnesota law professor and a Cornell engineering professor. The White House announced it is nominating Omarova, a Cornell law professor, to run the key post that regulates national banks last month. Since then, Omarova has drawn harsh scrutiny for her past comments that were very hostile. The page just renewed on me. Let's see, where are we at? Very hostile towards the financial services industry. She's been attacked over her Moscow State University thesis about Marxism, which Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of PA, is demanding that she turn over to the Banking Committee. Well, she's not turning it over. Omarova previously worked in the Treasury Department under former President George W. Bush and has a history in private law practice. Fox Business sent messages to both Omarova and the White House requesting confirmation that the Facebook account is authentic and asking for comment. Neither responded. The Facebook group description states that it is for socialism and against capitalism. It says, this marks this group as a platform for analysis, policy, and polemics from the perspective of a diverse range of socialist and anti-capitalist views. It said, we are against exploitation, inequality, racial discrimination, and ecological destruction at the core of capitalist social relations. The working class has the potential and the ability to change capitalism, and in the process, change itself. Only working people by their own efforts can free themselves from capitalism. We stand for the self-emancipation of the working class and socialism. The group rules say no personal abuse will be tolerated, nor will racist or fascist comments be tolerated. Support for the Tory party is not acceptable. A culture of diverse Marxist, socialist, and radical views is the framework for the group. So there you go. They got some other posts on there. ACAB, ACAB, all cops are bastards slogans. They celebrate the 2020 Seattle Autonomous Zone protests at the center of the battle for socialism. And it goes on with more Marxist, far leftist comments. This is what they're, Biden, what's the point, is controller of the currency. You would think that you would want to keep a Marxist as far away from anything to do with the currency as anyone. Why would you even be appointing Marxists to any government position in the United States? But, you know, the left, she's, you know, a fellow traveler. They may not want to call themselves communists, but I'm sure this woman's views align perfectly with the Democrat Party. They probably wouldn't have much to oppose. All right, speaking of the USSR, where this Omarova was born and raised, we got Vladimir Putin. He's certainly not in support of communism. As a matter of fact, he just gave a speech. He said Putin warns wokeness is destroying the West. He says it happened in Russia. It's evil. It destroys values. Russian President Vladimir Putin slammed during a speech on Thursday the far-left woke ideology that he said is causing societal ills throughout the Western world, saying that it is no different than what happened in Russia during the 1917 revolution. Putin made the remarks during a plenary session of the 18th annual meeting of the Valdai International Discussion Club in Sochi, where the topic was global shakeup in the 21st century. Putin's remarks were translated by an interpreter, and that video was uploaded to the Russian government's website. Putin said, we see with amusement the paralysis unfolding in countries that have grown accustomed to viewing themselves as the flagships of progress. Putin said during an event where he spoke for a few hours, of course, it's none of our business or what is happening, the social and cultural shocks that are happening in some countries and in the Western world. Some believe that aggressive blotting out of whole pages of your own history, the affirmative action in the interest of minorities, and the requirement to renounce the traditional interpretation of such basic values as mother, father, family, and the distinction between sexes are a milestone, a renewal of society. Putin said that Western nations had a right to do whatever they wanted to do, but that the overwhelming majority of Russian society rejected these new ways of thinking. He said the preparedness of so-called social progress believed that the bringing a new consciousness to humanity is something that is more correct, Putin said. But there's one thing I would like to say. The recipes they come up with are nothing new. Paradoxical as it may seem, but this is something we saw in Russia. that happened in our country before and after the 1917 revolution. The Bolsheviks followed the dogmas of Marx and Engels, and they also declared that we would go in to challenge the traditional lifestyle, the political, the economic lifestyle, as well as the very notion of morality, the basic principles for a healthy society. They're trying to destroy age and century-long values, revisiting the relationship between the people. They are encouraging informing on one's own beloved and families. It was hailed as the March of Progress, and it was very popular across the world, and it was supported by many as we see it happening right now. He said, incidentally, the Bolsheviks were absolutely intolerant of other opinions different from their own, Putin continued. I think this should remind you of something that is happening. And we see what is happening in the Western countries. It is with puzzlement that we see the practices Russia used to have and that we left behind in a distant past. The fight for equality and against discrimination turns into an aggressive dogmatism on the brink of absurdity when great authors of the past such as Shakespeare are no longer taught in schools and universities because they announced as backward classics that did not understand the importance of gender and race. And then he goes on to attack Hollywood, and he goes on talking more about the Bolsheviks. But anyway, it's really ironic that on one hand you got Joe Biden appointing communists to the government, while former communist Russia, who suffered under Bolshevism for 70 years, the president, Vladimir Putin, is denouncing this Marxism and this wokeism and all this other crap. It's really like the position just flipped 180 degrees. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
That is interesting that he would bring up about the Western world and how we're trying to erase our history, over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's what communists always do. They did it in Russia, and they did it in China. They did it in the Khmer Rouge, did it in Cambodia. That's part of their process. They destroy the past so that whatever they say is true. It can't ever be checked against anything.
Alrighty, Bill. Thank you. KO4FE, KHLY. Let me go up to Ohio. Mr. Tony, I'll probably have to listen to you on the SDR, and I hate these SDRs. But KEHADV, Mr. Tony, KHLY.
Hey, Robert, good evening, and everyone else riding along here with the Liberty Net. I actually have a decent copy on you, Robert. I can hear everything you're saying, so that's good. I'm going to be one and done here. But, yeah, a couple things. With the gasoline engine, I mean, I don't understand why the majority of the citizens in that state didn't just lose their mind and just totally 100% disregard the law. There was a law passed in Cleveland, Ohio, some time ago that said if you have an AR-15, you need to register it here in the city. And to my knowledge, exactly zero people went down there and registered their AR-15. So, I don't understand. There's got to be normal people that live in California that have like a ranch or, you know, just they live away from the cities and, you know, it takes them an entire weekend to cut their lawn. The thought of using battery powered or electric is just, it's comical. And I mean, I've used the battery powered blowers, battery powered weed whackers. They are garbage. They are barely consumer grade. Absolutely never going to find any type of professional grade. You know, technology is just not here yet. And when the technology is here, when they do make weed whackers or blowers or equipment like that that is battery powered or electric, you won't need the government to pass a law. It'll organically go that way. People will naturally purchase those items if they're better. And that's all there is to it. The gentleman in New Jersey about the paperwork, it made me think, and Robert can maybe confirm what month this was, but I think in February of this year, I filed my paperwork. I thought about this for years and years, and I finally said, well, screw it. I better do this before they take the right-of-way. But I basically submitted my ATF form for a suppressor, and that was back in February. I put the thing in the mail. I also had to mail a separate package to the head law enforcement officer where I live. And that was in the middle of February, and I have not heard a single word. And I don't know if anyone's ever gone through this process, but you actually purchase and pay for the item. So the dealer, the gun shop brings the part in, you pay for it in full. So you pay for it, it sits in there safe, and then you do the application to the federal government to grant you permission to have this thing. And I know this is federal, and you were talking about local, but yeah, there's nothing good about any of this. And what else was I going to talk about? I'm sure most people by this point have seen the town hall that our president put on and saw the bizarre pose that he made a bunch of bizarre poses, but I'm referring to the one where he stood there with his forearms parallel to the ground with his fists clenched. And now, there's a lot of speculation as far as what he was doing. And, you hear from everything from, well, he thought he was the Rocket Man, he had one of those rockets on his back, and he was about to fly off the stage, or perhaps he thought that the interviewer asked him if he had a response to citizens in the United States thinking that he was driving the country off a cliff, and maybe he was, simulating driving with his hands on the wheel. But the best one that I've heard, and I'm going to close with this, and I know that we're in polite company and we're on the radio, but perhaps, just perhaps, he was going number two in his pants, and that's what he needed to do to get it out. And I'm going to close with that. Robert and everyone else, have a great evening, and really enjoy listening to you guys. I got to get to bed early tonight. So that is it. Kilowatt Echo 8, Alpha Delta Victor. And back to you, Robert.
All righty, Tony. Thank you. KE8ADV, yeah, number two in his pants. I also like the comparison of Beavis and Butthead. They showed that one where I don't know if it's Beavis or Butthead, has got his arms like that. But, yeah, those questions were really kind of softball questions, but they still had a little bit of meat in them, and he still couldn't handle it.
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched some of the highlights. And the highlights, there were some weird things that he did. I mean, he asked them, what his thoughts were on the gas prices. And he basically said, I don't see any relief in sight. Maybe next year. I mean, even if you thought that, you should say that. I mean, you almost feel bad. When I teach my kids, you respect the President of the United States, whether you like him or not. I almost feel bad for the gentleman, because obviously he's being told what to do and what to say, and he belongs on a beach somewhere on a chair, just staring out at the water, and the whole thing's going down the crapper pretty quickly here. So that's it, Robert. We'll chat with you tomorrow. KE8ADV.
All righty, Tony. It was a good day today. Thank you for aiming me up towards North Olmsted and for lunch. So KE8ADV, KHLY. Thank you, sir. Down to the bottom of my list, I got Mr. James, Alpha Bravo 3, Romeo Alpha. Mr. James, what you got?
I want to say is I hope that I About it. They have determined that the .45 caliber was loaded. Now they're trying to say that the person who put the prop gun in with its blank should be held responsible. Well, that would be like saying Chevrolet should be responsible when you run over somebody as a pedestrian. So, of course, California is trying to spin it. And you're right, Alex got to see what it is like to kill somebody. So the bullet went through the female cinematographer and then struck the other person. And he is an anti-gunner. Then why is he doing a movie with weapons? Because it's all about the money. The T-shirt and the things have been amazing. One of them is a T-shirt and it says, guns don't kill people, Alec Baldwin kills people. Another one shows a handful of firearms, and it says, this is my stash of firearms. Has it killed anybody? No. Has Alex killed somebody? Yes. Does my firearm discharge without me knowing it? No. Does Alex's discharge without him knowing what's in it? Yes. So it's been interesting, but they are trying to make a lot of fluff. And the thing that's annoying is when the person shoots somebody in their own home, an intruder, always you see that most likely charges will not be filed. Years ago, we called that justifiable homicide, and it never was worded that way. But yet they've not talked about any charges against Alec Baldwin, but he took the life of another person. Over.
Yeah, copy that. And, whoever loaded the gun,
myself. That's my responsibility as a law enforcement officer. Know what's in that weapon. So, but thank you, sir. AB3RA KJY. Let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KJY for the Liberty Net. Go ahead. Did I have somebody that wanted to check in, please?
Kilo India 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel.
So do I have Mr. Lloyd in Tennessee?
You do. You can call me Jason for my middle name. But this is Jason or Lloyd
in San Hugh, Tennessee. KI4OSH.
Alrighty, sir. Well, I corrected it in Netlogger, and hopefully, my fingers are crossed, when I upload the call letters to the Netlogger, it'll save your preferred name. So I put it in as Jason. Good evening. Welcome. KI4OSH KJY. I'm going to pass it to you for your thoughts.
OK.
okay?
Not a whole lot this evening. Just scrolling through the band. Thought I'd come up here and see what's going on with the Liberty Net this evening. I got a good one for you. Let's see, I saw that one where Obama and Joe Biden was at the ball game the other day. And Joe said, Obama, he says, can you believe everybody in the country wants to make love to me?
And Obama responded, Joe, that's not what they mean.
There you go.
Yes, sir, I've seen that one float around a lot.
It's quite funny. I've seen some crazy stuff going on this week. You know, I kind of wonder if somebody didn't sneak a loaded gun over there to Alec Baldwin to shoot that poor old girl to take the heat off of Fauci and them old boys Thursday when they had Rand Paul prove that they were fooling around with that virus at the Wuhan factory.
Well, that's an interesting thought, but my thought is, why is the cinematographer, now she's not one of the actors or actresses, she's close, but she should not be in the line of fire. Why is the cinema photographer, why does she get struck with that bullet, and I understand it severs her spine, but how did she get into the line of fire? Was he waving that firearm around like a maniac?
He more than likely may have been, but I'll tell you some interesting, there's another interesting tidbit on that. It's that 13 of the camera crew who filmed people walked off the set before that scene was shot.
And what was the reason that they walked off? Wokeness, or they were unhappy with the actual directing? Because he's a director also.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of things. I found the article about that on MSN. I think it's actually on the Drudge Report. If you pull up Matt Drudge's old site, you can click on there and get directed to that article to read that. But there had already been several instances on that set about gun safety and improper guns being on the set and so on and so forth. But there were several reasons why those 13 people walked off the set right before that incident occurred. And money was some of it, and gun safety was another, and I think maybe working conditions.
How interesting. Well, my profession and I have weapons, and when we would do a training class, of course, there was all these, you know, no live rounds. So you would go to the training class, and you would clear your firearm, and then you would have a safety person, and he would inspect and clear the weapon the second time. So when you're playing with things that have blanks of that in it, you've definitely got to take it seriously. So it just makes me wonder, how did a live round end up on that set?
I've thought the same thing. It's a noticeable difference. You're picking up a frost gun. A gun with blank feels totally different than a gun with live ammunition in it, but we'll find out some more. There's more to the story, but it's just interesting that stuff like this will come out and take the heat off the other story about what happened in the Senate hearings Thursday with Fauci and the gang.
Oh, yeah, it's always interesting, those Senate hearings, and then they've been grilling the Attorney General. I'll use this for my next cut. The Attorney General was showed photographs by one of the senators, and it's a picture of the January 6th, of which they've got people under arrest and are still in detention. And then there's a photograph of the Greenpeace people that took over the Department of Interior and stormed that building. And when you look at the photographs, they look the same. But those people were not detained and put into solitary confinement because they were left Greenpeace people complaining about something at the Department of Interior, and they took over that institution in D.C. But the Attorney General for the U.S. says he has no knowledge of it. Really? How can that be?
Yeah, I agree totally. Isn't that Merrick Garland? Is that not the Attorney General?
Yeah, and his son-in-law is involved in the production of books that have critical race theory, so... All righty, Mr. Jason, anything else? I'm going to move along.
Oh, that'll do it. Thanks for the quick chat, and good evening to the Liberty Net from Middle Tennessee.
Oh, listen up a little bit here. Y'all have a blessed evening and a good net. KI4OFH, the old Southern Ham down here in Fairview, Tennessee.
All righty, sir. Stick around. We're going to go through the list again. So, old Southern Ham, KJY. I'm going to go to the top of the list and say hi to Laura and Marty, and to JTT and to IRJ. I'm going to go to Mr. Russell, KK4WX. Mr. Russ, what do you have for round number two?
Okay, Bob. KAHJOY and the Liberty Net. This is KK4WX from Southern Georgia. Don't have a whole lot, but a lot of good comments and enjoying the net. Glad everybody has checked in, has showed up and is participating. One that I didn't hear any from lately, and I haven't heard him in the last couple of Liberty Nets anyway, and I decided to give him a call and after I made my first transmission, and that was Larry White, N4ROQ. I hope Larry is okay. I called his telephone, and his voicemail picked up, and so I left him a voicemail. Told him that we missed him and hoped everything was okay. So I don't know. Don't know what's happened to Larry, but it's kind of unusual. He's pretty regular. And
please stand by.
Kind of like old Timex watch or something. He's always here usually. So I don't know if any of you guys have heard anything about Larry or whatever, but if you have, I'd like to know. Just hopefully everything's okay. Let's see. Alec Baldwin, I'll touch on that a little bit. I'm like you, Bob. I don't understand, number one, if anybody that's ever had any sort of firearm training at all will automatically know. I mean, even if you don't know the gun is loaded or not, and whether or not you checked it or not, the first rule of thumb, that at least what I always, you know, from the very first time that I handled a gun when I was very, very young, is you never point a gun at anything you're not willing to shoot and kill. So if you're willing to kill it, whatever it is, or shoot it, then it's okay to point it at it. But other than that, you don't point a gun at anything or anybody unless you're willing to put a hole in it. So once that bullet leaves the barrel, you're not going to bring it back. It's over with. So I'm just, and then the fact that it was loaded. Now, this supposedly was a prop gun. I don't know. I guess a prop gun or something that maybe supposed to be a fake gun or a gun that's been prepared to use on a movie set or something like that. perhaps has blanks loaded in it. I just don't know. But certainly not in the movie-making business myself. But somewhere, somebody down the line loaded this thing with live ammunition, evidently. And by the way, I don't know how much knowledge that you people have when it comes to firearms, but did you know it really doesn't take a loaded firearm for it to kill somebody? I mean, you can have blanks in it. I remember when we used to do reenactments and whatnot, and marching parades and stuff with our muskets. When we were doing some of the Confederate veterans, representing them in the parades and all that, we would, of course, dress up as reenactors. But our muskets were real, or replicas, and they were capable of shooting. But even though we only used just the powder, and sometimes we would stick a paper wad on top of that, you would never aim it at anybody and pull the trigger, because just the concussion off of the barrel itself, if it was close enough, it could possibly kill you. So that's how dangerous they are. It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I don't understand it. But evidently, Alec Baldwin, from what I understand, was anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, and he made some disparaging comments about policemen, about, I wonder how he thinks it feels now that he's killed somebody, and all this kind of thing. And then, of course, they've got recordings after recordings of videos showing Alec Baldwin in a very, very ill-mannered way, where he's losing his temper, he's hollering, he's cursing, it's all kind of things. So evidently he's a hothead. So all this, I think, should be looked at and considered. Was he mad at somebody? Was that it? I don't know. But at least, at a minimum, somebody somewhere should be charged with manslaughter. Because this is just an inexcusable death, as far as I'm concerned. It shouldn't have happened. And somebody's got to pay the price. Somebody's got to pay the price. And manslaughter at a minimum. So only the investigation will reveal whether there was motive or not to intentionally kill or murder somebody. One of the gentlemen was talking about Biden and his CNN interview. That was a pathetic thing if I ever saw it. Biden just, he looked like he was totally lost for words. He was all mixed up. Holding his fist out, like you said, I think you named the cartoon character Beamus the Butthead or something. This guy, he's got issues. And then of all things, he made the comment when they asked him about oil prices or gas prices and all. Then he said, well, there's really very little, if anything, that he could do. Well, Mr. Biden, it was everything that you already did that drove the prices of gasoline and oil up. It's what you already did. What you did when you canceled the Keystone Pipeline. You also let the pipeline, you gave approval for it, for the pipeline to go from Russia, I believe it is, to Germany. You're looking after our enemy, it looks like, more than looking after the people here at the United States. We went from energy independence to now we're buying oil once again from the Saudis and all the Arabs and whatnot over in the Middle East, and we're paying out the nose for it.
What a bunch of
crap. I'll tell you what, I don't know anybody that voted for Biden. I hope you're getting what you voted for. That's about all I can say. I never trusted the guy. For some reason, you know, I'm kind of like Trump. I think he was the one that said it. But believe it or not, I thought it before he actually said it. I don't trust people with real big smiles. You know, you ever notice the smile that Biden has? I mean, he's got a smile, and once he cracks it, it goes from ear to ear. But he's like that. He reminds me of a used car dealer. Not saying that all used car dealers are bad people, but seems like they're kind of known to be a little wishy-washy. And they wouldn't mind selling you a lemon in a minute and making money off of you in a heartbeat. And I just feel like Biden is that kind of person. And also Kamala Harris, I mean, look at the way she giggles and laughs and got the big, huge smile. I mean, I don't know. I just don't. These people, what is it with these smiles, these big, huge smiles? Something's going on there. I don't know what it is.
But they seem like all these rotten people have a lot of them have that in common.
Mom, I guess that's it. This go around, back up there to you. KAHJOY from KK4WX, over.
Well, I agree with you on that one, Russell. That smile looks so fake. And cackling Kamala Harris, she cackles when she's put on the spot. So that's pretty strange. And back to Alex Baldwin. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. Somebody needs to be charged with involuntary manslaughter, and one of them needs to be charged with voluntary manslaughter. So, who checked that weapon and who pulled the trigger? That's the deciding factor. I can't believe that a prop gun, which is a real firearm, but they use blanks, and of course you're right, that wad that packs the powder, if you're too close to a person, that wad could even cause serious physical harm. But there needs to be some charges. The last person to hand that weapon to Alex, and Alex for not verifying it. But he's an anti-gunner, so he doesn't really care. So there needs to be manslaughter charges, but I just don't understand, Russ. Why was the weapon pointed to the cinematographer if she's not one of the actors or actresses? Over.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up, Bob. I'm like you. I said the same thing to my wife. I said, why in the world would he shoot a photographer? Why would he shoot a photographer? And she said, well, maybe he was intentionally aiming the gun at the camera or something like that so it would have that kind of effect or something in the movie. I mean, I don't know, but it is a question that needs to be answered, over.
Well, that is a good comment. She could have been photographing that actual scene, so I agree with you there. Let me break with you. Someone said check in, and I didn't catch their call. Let me see if I can pick them up.
Yeah, KAAJOY. This is N4XYC. I'm a shortwave listener tonight, and I was going to answer Russ's question about N4ROQ.
Alrighty, you did say November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie, John?
Yeah, that's correct. Hello.
Hello there, sir. Well, go ahead and answer the question.
Russ, Larry's doing just fine. He's on here every night about 12:30 Eastern, and he was on here last night with us.
Yeah, he's probably listening. You know, he takes care of his mom, who is an elderly lady that's had a stroke, and so he kind of runs in back and forth between doing things for his mother and getting into Sam Shack. So all is well with N4ROQ. And hello, Robert, and everybody on the Liberty Net tonight. I'm just kind of being a shortwave listener. So this is N4XYC back to net control.
All righty, John. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I knew he took care of his mom, but Russ is correct. He usually was in here, so we missed his comments. He usually brought good stuff to the table. So thank you for bringing that along. I put you in NetLogger, and I'll come back to you as we travel through the list.
Roger, roger.
Mr. Russell, KK4WX, did you copy that from John?
Yes, sir, 100%. John's got a beautiful, beautiful, super strong signal down there in southern Georgia. And, John, I do appreciate that. I knew that his mother was old up in age and that he was taking care of her also. And that's what kind of got me wondering whether or not everything was all right there. But anyway, it was good to know that he was on the air last night anyway, so... So he must have had something else that come up tonight, and maybe last Saturday night, for whatever reason that he couldn't make it. But anyway, I do appreciate that info, John. So back to you, Bob, K-A-8-J-O-Y from KK4WX.
Alrighty, Russ, thank you for asking that question, and John, thank you for answering it. Let me jump down to Chuck in Michigan, KC8KTN. Mr. Chuck, are you back? Nothing heard. Let me drop down to Gary in New Jersey. Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet Alpha, and an X-ray. What you got for round number 2?
Okay, Bob, thanks. KA8JOYWB2JAX. My ALC's not working for some reason. All right, whatever. I did a little background acting. It's not acting, but anyway, it's a bunch of dummies. But I have a feeling that it was a close type scene where Alec Baldwin didn't realize that thing had a round in it or whatever, and he aimed it closely to the set when they have the angles for the camera and the cinematographer, she, and the director were in line, perfectly in line. It wasn't like way out in the open where you use a camera shot way in a distance. That's what probably happened. That's the end of that stuff. Kamala Harris is an idiot. How she got put on there was she was picked because she's an idiot, and it's the same with Joe Biden. These two people are complete phony people. Well, I shouldn't say phony. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Confusion in the country, and that Fauci and with that Wuhan, they should be in prison, period. But it's not going to happen. When Hillary Clinton busted up hard drives, and you can go on and on and on. It's not going to happen. We are almost communist completely, and I probably don't want to say much more about that. The gun safety, anybody who's been in the military can tell you, or anybody handling firearms, it was a complete disaster. So not much more about that. Oh, I had fireworks down the street. And some people who parked in the road here, they took pictures of my Joe Biden sucks flag on the porch. I got a kick out of that. Anyway, the fireworks went around for about a half hour right down here in the park. Okay, 7, I'm probably going to listen out, but I'll turn it back to you, Bob. K8JOYWB2JAX.
All righty, Gary. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Yeah, Kamala, she didn't even have 1%. And here she's the VP. And I like the clips that you see Stinchfield and Greg Kelly play, where she did everything but call Joe Biden a racist during the debate. And then all of a sudden, now they're chummy, chummy, chummy. They're both being handled. Over.
That's right, 100%. And I think, whatever I think, doesn't matter. But the country better get up off their butts and start doing something. That's all I can say.
Yes, we're at a dangerous point right now. So thank you, Gary. WB2JAXKJY. Let me jump down to Clint. The SDR quit, so I hope I can hear you, Clint. KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Clint, what do you have for round number two?
All right, first of all, good to hear all the new guys coming out here. Hey, that's really good. Let me turn down my SDR here. That way I don't have it. Sounds like it's coming back in the feedback. Sounds like it's coming really good through the SDR, though, so that's good. I don't know if you're looking here today right now, but this thing is, first of all, this part I do believe, because I know he is hothead, you know, he always goes on the red, his rampage is small. I had read and heard that he was gun in his hand, and he went on a tirade about President Trump. But also the speculation that there's a love triangle, so, but station mentioned that, it'll be investigated and hopefully it all comes out. Now, keep in mind, though, if it was a right-wing Second Amendment supporter, the media would be all over it. They would want his head or her head where he shot the gun. If it was a right-wing constitutionalist Second Amendment supporter, they would want their head on a platter. But this is one of their little things, one of their little poster children.
Pushing for it. We were heavily active in those.
now it's other countries that are actually acting like the big, acting like the adults. Our country is acting like it's not North or Brass, and all the other countries are acting like mom and dad. You know what I mean? But it's just sad. World change. Anyways, back to you. So I'm playing with packets. It's a part of me. If I sound a little off center here, I'm trying to get a packet station running at the same time. Over to you, Robert. KCAEHR.
Well, Clint, it's amazing how well I can copy you, KCAEHR. I can hear you great, and I could barely hear Tony up in Cleveland. So the band is so weird tonight, and I got to say something about the weapons. So he's an anti-gunner. So you know who that Quentin Tarantino, that director, is a true anti-gunner. But he makes the most violent movies. And the one movie that comes to my mind is Django Unchained. It's about slavery. And I have never seen so many bullets and so many people wounded and killed in a movie from a guy that's a anti-gunner. That is really amazing. But all it is the money. That's what it is follow the money. Over.
Oh, you're exactly right, and that's what's going to end up happening. He's going to end up getting away off of this. Someone else is going to be the scapegoat is what's going to happen. You know, they're trying to say, like I just heard someone say that, they're going to go after the guy, it sounds like they probably supplied the gun or loaded the gun or whatever. But, you know, first of all, we don't even know what really happened. I want to know what happened. I want to know if what was. I mean, this guy's a weird, sick pervert. He's a hothead. And personally, when I see him on TV and I see him on, you know, in the news or whatever, and I see him going off on people, he gets in there. If he was to do that to me, I'd grab him by his neck and snap it. And he thinks he can get away with doing stuff like that. And, I don't know. He's going to get away with it. He's the media's little poster child right now. And they're going to use somebody else as a scapegoat. Accountability should be on him as well, if not solely. If he's going to pick a weapon up, he needs to know the state of that weapon. You and I know that. When I pick a gun up, I need to know if that thing's loaded or not. I'm not going to just pick it up and start swinging it around. And what I heard is that he was all upset about Trump, and he was going on a tirade about Trump. And probably, swinging that gun around carelessly, I'm sure, over.
Well, it'll be interesting to see because he needs to be held accountable, especially after he made that comment about the police officer that allegedly shot a, as they say, an innocent person, and he made the comment about how does it feel to kill an innocent person? Well, Alex, you get to know now, and you get to eat that crow. So, thank you, Clint, KCAEHR, KHOI, down to Mr. Bill for a second round. KO4FE, KJOY.
K8JOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Well, you know, Bob, I got asked to wonder why would they even have any live ammunition on a movie set? That seems to be asking for trouble if they're doing a lot of gun scenes. And the other thing it goes to prove is that you don't let liberals handle guns because they don't know what the hell they're doing. Well, anyway, we'll see what comes out of that. There'll be more, I'm sure. Well, here's a story, Daily Mail. Listen to this one. GOP firebrand Michelle Fiore, nicknamed Lady Trump, announces run for Nevada governor with a video of her shooting beer bottles emblazoned with vaccine mandates and critical race theory labels. It's a pretty funny video. A gun-toting, militia-supporting Las Vegas city councilwoman announced her candidacy for Nevada governor in a fiery ad that saw her shooting at bottles labeled vaccine mandates and critical race theory. Republican Michelle Fiore, 51, who gained national attention for her support of the Proud Boys militia, announced her plans to run at a news conference on Tuesday and followed the formal announcement with a dramatic campaign video ad. In the video, Fiore comes out of a pickup truck with a Trump 2024 bumper sticker, then touts her gun and status as a Washington outsider who was an early supporter of former President Donald Trump. She said, "We need outsiders, fighters, not the same old boring, moderate, compromised blue blazer politicians." She said that in a campaign video, which was filmed in Nevada desert. She then talks about her three-shot plan and fires a gun at beer bottles labeled vaccine mandates, critical race theory, and election fraud, vowing to put an end to all three. It's pretty funny. But anyway, so she's running for Nevada governor. I hope she wins. I don't know if she's got a... what her chances of winning are. I'll tell you this much, she got a set of cans on her. So you might want to check out that video. Here's another, this is Gateway Pundit. This is another example of what the Democrats are doing. It says Pennsylvania House Democrat introduces forced sterilization, three child limit legislation. Pennsylvania Democrat Christopher M. Robb sent out a memorandum to all House members regarding his legislation that will enforce reproductive responsibility among men. The bill will force men to undergo vasectomies within 6 weeks from having their third child or their 40th birthday, whichever comes first. This legislation includes a $10,000 reward to whoever snitches to the proper authority on those who have failed to submit to forced sterilization within the allotted time. The bill also includes legal actions for unwanted pregnancies against inseminators who wrongly conceive a child with them. You know, this bill is totally backwards because it's women who decide who they have sex with and whether a baby is going to be born. Men have very little rights in the situation. A woman can get pregnant and a man can insist that she have the baby. She can have an abortion. She can put the kid up for adoption. And if she gets pregnant and the man tells her that he don't want to be a father, she can have the baby anyway and put him, and he's on the hook. And don't forget, women got something like 25 different methods of birth control. Man really only has one. And so anyway, it's the, in my opinion, if they're going to pass a law like this, it should be on women. Three unmarried pregnancies and you get your tubes tied. That would make more sense than this ridiculous bill that this 13%er wants to put in. He's got it all backwards. It's women that control access to sex and whether babies are born, not men. So anyway, that's what the Pennsylvania government's working on. I don't think this bill will get anywhere, but this shows you what they think is the solution. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Hey, Bill, who's the Nevada female that's running so I can look it up?
Michelle Fiore, and the name is spelled F-I-O-R-E.
Alrighty. Well, it brought me to think about, have you watched the video from Marjorie Taylor Greene? She gets out of a Hump 2. Now, that girl has some legs on her. She has nice full legs and a nice caboose. She gets out of a Hump 2, and she holds up a 50 cal, and she talks about the 50 caliber that they want to ban, and she's in the back of that Hump 2, and she's aiming at a Prius. And on the Prius, it says socialism. So she fires, and the Prius, of course, explodes. And I was watching some comments on her advertisement, and some website, a bunch of liberals are saying about, you know,
Why would we want anybody to have a 50 caliber? Look at how that car blew up. Well, the car blew up because it was full of that nanorite. But again, liberals do not understand weapons. They don't understand explosives. They're dangerous just living and breathing. But Marjorie Taylor Greene and her 50 cal and shooting that socialism Prius is really good. And my other comment was, remember, females sleep with who they want. Males can only sleep with who they can. Over.
Yep, that's true, and that's why this bill is totally ridiculous and absurd. And you note on there that he wants men, as soon as you hit 40, to have a vasectomy. I guess that doesn't matter if you're married or not. What if you're married to a younger girl?
Well, I have one, and I was dating a younger girl, and it was perfect. But all right, Bill, thank you. KO4FBKJY. Tony has cleared, and James has cleared, so that takes me down to Jason. KI4, Old Southern Ham. This is KJY. Mr. Jason, KI4OSH, are you still with us? All righty, I'm going to show him unavailable. I'm going to go down to John in Cleveland, Tennessee. November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. Mr. John, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, good evening, Bob, and everyone on that from N4XYC. Not really much here to report other than I've enjoyed listening to the net lately. I've been more of a shortwave listener and than I have a participant. But, you know, this critical race theory that, that the unions and all the teachers' associations, that right there proves that every conspiracy theory for the last 30 years is absolutely 100% correct, because they're out in the open, totally out in the open now with their agenda. And it's the agenda of Columbia University and the Frankfurt School. You know, Hitler ran all the communists out of Germany, and they came over here, and Columbia University took them in, and they were called, they were nicknamed the Frankfurt School, because that's where they were from. And so they're the ones that figured out that the communists couldn't take over America and beat America in a conventional war. So they had to attack our society, poison the roots of the big oak tree known as America. And they've done a good job in the last 70 years. So we just all have to try to work harder to wake up our friends and relatives and neighbors and wake them up and make them realize that these people are sick. They're absolutely sick in the head to be teaching a critical theory in our public schools. So that's about all I have tonight, Robert, and hope you're doing well, and the others, the other people involved in the Liberty Net, and let's keep this thing going. So 73 to everybody on the net, November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie.
All righty, John, thank you for being with us. November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. I have a video that Tony up in Cleveland sent me. I'll send it to my email and put it on the window. It's a black rapper who allegedly at 12 years of age was dealing in weapons and guns, weapons and drugs, and the police were banging on his door and he shot himself, and all the black police jumped over the kid's body to get to the drug, and a white police officer stopped and said, "Don't you see this kid with a hole in his chest?" And he picked up this black kid who's now a rapper, rushed him to the hospital, and stayed with him until the doctor said he's going to make it. And this rapper explained, "All those black MFers jumped over me to get this drug, but a white officer, white as snow, he calls him, stopped and picked me up." He said, "So there's no racism. A white officer saved my life." Over.
Yeah, well, I can prove without a doubt that racism does not exist. And I'll tell you why. You know, if you think about the South and where I live in the land where General Sherman staged his great march to the sea. Cleveland, Tennessee was his winter camp. And he marched right 12 miles into Georgia, and his first battle was the Battle of Ringo, Georgia, and the second battle was the Battle of Rocky Face. And if you drive down Interstate 75 today out of Chattanooga into Atlanta, it's a battlefield almost all the way. So, you know, I live right here in the heart of the South, and I've only known one person in my entire life that was a member of the KKK, and he lives down in Kennesaw, and he's about 86 or 87 years old now. And I know a motorcycle club that's a 1%er motorcycle club, and they actually took in a black 1% motorcycle club to share their clubhouse with. Right there, that's a prime textbook example to exhibit, you know, knuckle dragging Neanderthal redneck bikers that took this black motorcycle club in and shared their clubhouse with them. So it's ridiculous. There is no racism, you know, other than a little bit of here and a little bit of there, but there's no racism in this country, so it's all a bunch of crap. N4XYC.
Racism is being kept alive. It's on life support by the Democratic left-wing party. That's who's keeping that alive. So thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Before I go to the top of the list, I have a breakdown of the massive $4.3 trillion bill that good old Sleepy Floppy Joe is trying to propose. And they break it down on Jesse Waters. $400 billion is for government daycare. So they want to take care of you from the womb to the tomb. So they're trying to push $400 billion of your and my tax dollar for government daycare. $2 trillion is going to be the largest tax increase in American history. $500 billion in additional death taxes. $80 billion tax hike in small businesses. If you have a small business, they're going to see an additional taxation. There'll be additional taxes on energy, additional taxes on employers, and additional taxes on cigarettes. And then we have the IRS. They want to double the IRS and watch every bank account with $600 or more to find out if you're paying your fair share. So you have a garage sale, you make $1,000, you put it in the bank, but it doesn't match your income tax at the end of the year, they're going to want you to pay tax on it. So people are going to definitely put money in their mattress. $7 billion for the new Green Deal climate police. So $7 billion for these people to go around and make sure you're doing what they're supposed to be doing. $10 billion in slush fund money for new Green Deal colleges. If you're a college that teaches some kind of cockamamie new Green Deal, you can get money, and it's our tax money. $2 billion for the new Green Deal job training. $27 billion for the Green Bank. If you want to start up some company that you say is green, you'll be able to get money out of that, but it's our tax dollars. $25 million to save the butterflies. $25 million to save the desert fish. I didn't know there was fish in the desert. $25 million to observe and take care of the sea mussels. $4 billion slush fund to remove racial infrastructure. So they're proposing $4 billion to take down our history and our statues. An additional $100 billion for amnesty, which would include free college, free tax credits, and free welfare for illegals. $500 million for culturally appropriate lunches. So if you're Hispanic, you'd get a Hispanic lunch. If you're black, I guess you'd get a black lunch in school. If you're white, I guess you get peanut butter and jelly. $500 million. $7 million goes to Ivy League schools. They already got a lot of money. $250 million for the health insurance company bailout. And housing for convicted felons. So that's just part of the, I guess this bill is thousands of pages. I guess it's enormous. But that's just some of the things that your money's going for. And it's called the infrastructure bill. Excuse me. And only 9% of it has to do with bridges and roads. What a deal. Let me go back up to Mr. Russell, KK4WX. Mr. Russ, the 73 round. What are your final thoughts?
Okay, Bob. KAAJOY from KK4WX. Real good comments all the way around. I don't have a whole lot else to comment on except for I noticed that there's been quite a bit talking about the border and about how it's totally wide open, I guess, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it. I know there's been some governors from the red states, I guess, from conservative states that have met down in Texas and along the border, and they're discussing on what to do about the problem. But and I don't question the idea that it's the job of the federal government to make sure that our borders are secure. I get that. I understand that, and I agree with that. But if we've got a lame duck federal government that's not going to do anything, they're not going to enforce the laws, well, I think it's time that the states step up to the plate and enforce the laws. And when I say states, I'm talking about all the states, every one of them, because, you know, when you get right down to it, I think I heard one of them say that every state is a border state, because if they come in through Texas, well, sooner or later they're leaving Texas and they're coming to your state, or they're coming to a state. It may be a state that's along the Canadian border. It may be one out in the West Coast. It could be one up in New England. It could be one here in the Southeast. It could be any number of states. So we're all border states when you get right down to it. And likewise, I think we should all chip in. We should all chip in, and if it takes it, we need to help Texas build this wall, get it built, and we also need to furnish a certain amount of National Guard members that each state has and put them on the border and to guard the border and enforce it. Instead of if we catch anybody digging under the wall or going over the top of it or whatever, we should arrest them immediately, put them in a holding cell, and find out where they came from, and then we need to send them back on their own. Send them back, and possibly fine them if we can, and just do whatever we can to recoup the money. And, of course, that would be probably in the federal government man to decide to do that. But I know that Trump had the border secured more so than it's ever been. And, again, this idiot Biden, that's all if he had just left things alone and just not done anything, they could have, everything would have pretty well been status quo. But man, this guy, I just hard to believe he's only been in office 10 months now, and look at the damage he's done. It's just unbelievable. Back up there to you,
Bob, I enjoyed the net. I'm going to make this my last one. I don't know if it's a 73 round or not, but anyway, I'm going to sign here, and we'll listen to everybody's comments, and then we'll probably say goodnight to everyone. So KAAJOY from KK4WX, brother.
Yes, Russell, this is a 73 round, and thank you for being with us. It's always a pleasure to hear you from Georgia. And the Texas DPS, Department of Public Safety, is definitely overwhelmed with protecting their own border along with New Mexico. I don't know how much Arizona is putting into it, but Texas DPS is definitely going the extra mile to take care of their border. And look at all that wall material. Millions of dollars of steel is stacked, stockpiled, because it was already purchased to finish the wall, but of course he stopped that wall production. And having all these illegals definitely brings down the social type of people. You've got all these indigent people that rely on the government to support them, to house them, provide their toiletries, their medical needs. It definitely is a burden to the American people. We need something to happen soon. So thank you, Russ, KK4WX, KAJOY. Let me see if Mr. Chuck from Michigan returns. KC8, KTN, KAJOY.
We're all immigrants. You know it.
Are you here, Mr. Chuck? Nope, I guess not. How about Mr. Gary? Whiskey Bravo 2, Juliet, Oscar, and an X-ray.
Okay, Bob, thanks. K8JOY WB2J. I only got a couple things to say. It's getting late. We had supposedly e-verify for people to work, but that was voluntarily, like most things in the government. If it's for our benefit to keep illegal aliens out of factories, etc., they can work cash, that's obviously, but e-verify would solve a lot of problems, and these benefits that are going to the illegals, taking jobs, and it's just ridiculous. Everybody in D.C. lies. It is Garland was an embarrassment when he was testified. He never answered a question. So, I mean, we just have to accept that we're going down the tubes. And that's the end of it. The end of the story is until people go in the street, like they do in France and other countries, and just say, no, I'm not doing this shit anymore. That's it. I'm done. I'm not conforming to your baloney. So that's the end of that. Back to you, Bob. K8JOY.
Yes, sir. And that's what it's going to take, is that non-conforming. The last time somebody asked me about wearing a mask, I said, oh, I'm not here to shop. I'm just here to riot and possibly burn your store down. Is that okay?
I love that. That's great.
That's the way I feel. So, all righty, Gary, thank you for being with us on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Please come back. I'm going to go down to Mr. Clint in Michigan, KC8EHR. Mr. Clint, your final thought.
Hey, Robert, how you doing here? Okay, well, you know, you're just talking about that fence, right? All the extra fencing material stocked up. I'm just waiting here.
$2 billion worth of fencing material laying there to be used. Meanwhile, DHS pays over $455,000 to build a security fence around Fredo Grove Beacon. That's still security. They won't work on our fencing to protect our country. Pretty pathetic. Breitbart News has an exclusive. They were talking about Senator Roger Marshall, Republican from Kansas, I believe. They're talking about giving the military troops that are refusing the vaccines, they're going to give them a dishonorable discharge. They will in turn lose their Second Amendment, and they won't be able to vote. They'll lose their VA benefits and their retirement plans.
you know, from Pato Joe, there's a stab in the back to our patriots and our troops and our soldiers that have fought for our country and our Constitution. I just thought that was pretty pathetic. No honor, no integrity. Anyway, 73 to everybody. Everyone have a good night. God bless. I'll see you later. KCADHR.
All righty, Mr. Clint, your signal's still booming in here to Ohio. Thank you for being with us. KCADHR-KHLY. Down to Mr. Bill in Pennsylvania, KO4FE. Mr. Bill, your final thought. KO4FE,
KHJY. Bunch of freaking crybabies.
Well, if you had a call letter and you wanted to tell us your point of view, go right ahead. Yeah, I thought so. All righty, no Mr. Bill. Mr. Tony is checked out. Mr. James is checked out. Mr. Jason is done. Last but not least is November 4, X-ray, Yankee Charlie. John in Tennessee. Keep your comments to yourself, libtard. Alrighty, I don't think I have anybody else. Let me see if I have anyone with some final thoughts. Over.
Keep your powder dry.
Hello there, Mr. Bo, KD0RSA in Nebraska. How you doing, and what is on your mind?
KD0RSA. Well, I've been sitting here listening. I didn't get in on the start, but I've been sitting here listening. And it's just a disaster, no matter how you look at it. And it's not going to improve until you get some people in Washington that have got the ability to think and do the right thing for the country. Biden is controlled by a lot of people that are under him, that are there, and he don't know what's going on as far as I'm concerned. He gets lost when he talks, and like I do. And that's old age, I guess. But anyway, it's going to be a disaster to somebody in there like Trump that's got a business head that knows what's going on. KD0RSA, back to you, Bob. Over.
Roger, roger. Hopefully the 2022 elections will be here soon enough. I hate to wish time away, but we need those 2022 elections to hopefully take over the House and the Senate and maybe, just maybe, get some of this undone. It looks like Mitchum has definitely made a stall on this $4.3 trillion package. So far, so good. Over.
Roger, roger. I hope they don't pass it. Back there, just to write it off and not give him anything, as far as I'm concerned. KD0RSA, over.
All righty, Mr. Mo, thank you for joining us. I hope you were able to hear a lot of the net, and I'm at the end of the list, so I'm going to close the door. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are often listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to Mr. Victor, W1WCR, the founder. With that being said, may God bless this great country. God bless our soldiers, our first responders, and each and every one of you that participated tonight on the Great Liberty Net. This is KAHJOY. You're a dickhead? You shouldn't talk about yourself like that. You look like a penis.
It's only cowards that do that. That's all they are. They're cowards.
Maybe they'll absorb some information. All righty, gentlemen. It's been a good night. Thank you much, KHOY.